All right, Coach, why don't you open up with an opening statement on today's win against Toledo?
Incredibly proud of the team. It's really hard to be off as long as we were and beat a conference opponent, let alone a rival like Toledo. I was really proud of the toughness in the second quarter to respond after a lackluster first quarter, if you will, but also something to be expected. The big question was, were we going to respond the right way? And we certainly did. And then defensively, I felt like we got stronger and stronger throughout the game and got the stops that we needed. The three-point shooting, obviously, in the first half was a welcome addition, as we needed every point. But I think we know what our formula for success is. And in the second half, we looked more like the Eastern Michigan team that I'm accustomed to seeing.
All right, we're going to open it up for questions for Coach.
Hey, Coach. Lauren Wither, I'm going to be calling the game on Wednesday. Great to meet you. After the game, you talked a bit about the burn of the lungs after this break and your team's resiliency. What are you going to be focusing on to get them back into shape even more so before Wednesday?
Well, part of getting into shape is playing the games, right? The games really do a big part. It as much as we try to prepare for the games, it's different when the lights are on. It's different when you're getting pushed. It's different when you're fighting for box out position and rebounds. So the games are a welcomed addition right now. I do think this is a time of year where you got to be smart with your players. Getting the right amount of run is important, but more importantly, I think getting the right amount of rest is just as critical. I know that's hard to do, balancing that act sometimes, but I think the fact that we have a lot of juniors and seniors, they've played a lot of basketball, they've got a lot of experience, they know the game, they know what makes us tick and what doesn't. I think we'll be in good shape from that. Playing today was the best thing we could have done in terms of getting our lungs right moving forward.
For the leadership on the team, who have been the loudest voices and kind of keeping everybody in check, both mentally and then physically returning to practice and to game action?
Yeah, I think our leadership always starts with those seniors, right? Corion Cardwell, the first day back, you could see the ones that had been practicing or working out and the ones that hadn't. And she was picking everybody up. She was making sure they were sane. They were getting oxygen to their brains and keeping their spirits up. And that's a huge, huge thing, because it's one thing when your coaches do it. It's a completely different thing when your teammates and your leaders and the players that are playing 35 minutes and are talking to somebody that may not play at all, or plays five or 7 minutes, and they are actively helping you get through practice. And then Ariana Combs, I think those two individuals are really the head of the snake, if you will, in terms of leadership, both on the court, off the court, with how they play, and their confidence in being heard. And you can just look at the stats. Corion ends up with a double-double today. That's not easy. Ari may not have shot it well, but she's plus 18 when she's on the floor. So you can tell who the leaders are just from a statistical standpoint. But if you ask our team and the players, they're going to be the first two that are mentioned.
You guys were down there in the beginning. What was the biggest shift in going from being down, I forget how many points, down 10 maybe?
Yeah, we got down 10. Yeah.
Then to reversing that lead in the second half.
Well, obviously, making shots always helps. Jenna got a couple threes, which I think kind of took the lid off the basket a little bit. I thought we were okay defensively. I mean, we gave up 12 points in the first quarter, and one was a three at the buzzer. So I was happy overall with our defensive execution. It was a matter of kind of fighting through the burn and keeping our minds right. And, when I went into the huddle in between quarters, this is kind of something we'd been talking about for 2, 3, 4, 5 days with these guys. Guys, this is going to happen. This is the way we need to respond. If we do so, we'll be in good shape. If we don't, then it's going to really be a battle. But I thought they did a great job, and it showed in the second quarter.
Is there one area that you're focusing on specifically in practice as you close out the season, these last few games? One thing you're really trying to improve on the most?
Yeah, I think, you know, our offensive execution in terms of kind of putting it all together. I felt like we had been making positive strides before the break, if you will. And, you know, that's something that takes time and takes chemistry and takes reps, which we didn't get to do. You may get to do individuals, but you don't get to do offensive execution and timing and where your teammates are going to be. You know, Sanara, you know, first half, you could tell she was still trying to figure it out. The second half, she calmed down a little bit, got to her spot a little bit better, and it made all the difference. So I think us continuing to kind of get back where we were, getting paint points, and yet still be in balance where we can hit enough perimeter shots so we're not one-dimensional.
Great. That's all I got. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thanks, Lauren. Appreciate it.
I think the biggest thing was confidence. Going into the game, us as a team talked about how we're not worried about what Toledo was going to do. We're worried about getting back to ourselves, the true nature that we were playing before the break started. So I struggled in the first half. Second half, my team trusted me, and I just took it.
Yeah, what do you do? What does the communication like to kind of switch from, like you said, you were struggling and then your team started to trust you again? Is there something that happened, or were you guys just getting back into a rhythm?
I think the trust never left. You know, I think throughout the entire game, us as teammates trust each other. You know, every person on our team individually has proved that they could be that big player, you know what I'm saying? So I think just coming into the second half, it was just like, something had to give, you know, somebody needed to step up on another level, and they trusted me to do it, and I had to deliver.
What was the biggest challenge coming into today's game after this break? Was it mental? Was it physical? Was it both?
Both. Some of us that was able to like work out during the break, and then you had others that weren't. So it was like, it was physical and mental for everyone, you know. Those who were a little bit more in shape had to keep encouraging those that was struggling. You know, throughout the whole game, I heard Ari talking to Sanara, fight through the burn, you know what I'm saying? We need stuff like that.
Is there something that you would say your team responds to best in those moments when you guys were down 10 points early in the game? Is there something that happens that kind of makes you guys click, flip a switch, get your head back into the game, and then turn it around the way you guys did in the second half?
I think the biggest thing is that makes it easier to flip the switch is us not putting our heads down. You know, everyone continuing to encourage each other and things like that. And that's how we say, okay, we got this. And just next play.
What are you going to be focusing on most between today and Wednesday individually?
Getting my body together for Wednesday. We got an off day tomorrow, rest, stretch, take care of myself.
Awesome. That's all I've got. Thank you so much.
Thank you.